Welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. Maybe I don't need to say that anymore, but I just did. I'm very happy to sit with you in meditation. More than happy. And we're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We're going to start soon. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or on a chair or the sofa. Just find some place to sit comfortably that and also enables you to feel upright. And yeah, I just got done swimming, so I see that my hair is a little crazy and I have goggle eyes. So please accept that. Your meditation teacher has goggle face. Before we sit, I want to continue a conversation started some weeks ago, although you do not have to go back and listen to anything if you're jumping in right now. But I'm trying to point out what makes our view in the Open Heart Project, which includes you, of meditation different than the more mainstream, I would say, life hack view of meditation as something that you do to improve yourself, to work on yourself, to correct something about yourself. Those things are fine, but I would not say that's what meditation is mainly for. So the first thing I wanted to point out was that we engage in ritual. We engage in meditation practice as a ritual, not a wizard hat woo-woo ritual, but as a way of remembering who we are and what's important to us, and that there's a wisdom greater than at least my conventional mind. That's very important. I also mentioned that we live as mystics, talking about you, hiding in plain sight, which means people who are looking for the deeper meaning, whatever that means to you, you're doing that. And not everyone is doing that, but you're doing it. It's partially, I say it's hidden because it's often not recognized. The value and importance and power of such a search, but you're doing it anyway, so you're in plain sight. I mentioned that the personal, who you are, what you like, what you don't like, your problems, your geniuses, those things are not obstacles, as is often suggested in spiritual circles, that if only you didn't have an ego or you're the problem, could you get rid of you, then you'll be fine. No, we don't look at it that way here. We look at meditation, not as a way of dissolving ego, whatever that means, but as a way of making friends with ourselves as we are. That opens the gate of compassion. And if we begin our practice or introduce into our practice a sense of self-aggression, aggression towards others is also roused. Something to think about. The last thing I mentioned last week was something like, we're not afraid to feel, although sometimes I really am. Now, grief and heartbreak are seen as real and another way to plant the seeds of compassion for others, and also a way to break past. However small we thought our hearts were, they're actually bigger than that if they can hold that much pain. And then today, I want to mention the second to last one, which is we dream on behalf of others. Now, without these first things, having a sense of ritual and respect for our practice, knowing that there's something deeper going on, being willing to soften toward ourselves and explore and examine this unique self. And without being willing to feel, especially heartbreak, this next one, we dream on behalf of others, is not possible. And what do I mean by that? I'm asking myself. We're in a dream-starved world, I would say. The idea of dreaming, and I don't mean just at night, but of imagining, of creativity, of longing, of seeing the better world that is possible, because I know you can, and it is possible. It seems very far away right now. And the further away it seems, the more reluctant we are and the people are to continue imagining a sane, good, decent, just world. When we imagine it, when we allow our vision to expand by feeling into it, we're not just doing that for ourselves, but we're dreaming on behalf of others who are understandably too scared or too cynical or too mistrusting to dream. And then, of course, there are entities that are dream starved for very good reasons because of so much suffering. The physical planet, animals, trees. These are words that my friend Crystal gave me. So when she suggested them, I was so touched. We dream on behalf of the natural world, on behalf of animals who can't protect themselves, on behalf of human beings who are in f constant fight or flight. And so, therefore, dreaming is off the table because to dream is a privilege. And we can exercise that privilege when we have it, not just for ourselves, but for others and for this world that is losing faith in the power of dreams. I feel like I'm making myself cry right now. We dream on behalf of others. And somehow, all of this, what we're doing here on this cushion, rituals, mystics, embracing the personal, tasting our own heart, all of that begins here on this cushion. Even though we're sitting here doing nothing, as it would seem, all of these seeds are planted, all of these secret gates open. And I'm not saying this because I read it somewhere. I'm saying it because after 30 plus years of practice, that's what's happened in my life. And I've seen happen in the lives of others. So we are looking at our practice as a spiritual journey. And if you're interested in that, you came to the right place. I think the thing that's making me teary is these guys behind me. And you can't see them, but there are pictures of my teachers there and also pictures of my cats, both of whom died in the last 6 months. So awful. But even the cats too, I'm so grateful for the teachings that I've received. I don't know how I got so lucky. And everything I'm sharing with you is something I've been taught by someone else. And I would not have my life if it was not for them. And my sincere hope in the Open Heart Project, I'm getting way out there, y'all, is to share some of that with you for your benefit. And then you will benefit other people. I promise. So we're on a continuum together. And I'm very grateful for that. So we're going to practice, but I also want to mention I wrote a book, a new book. It's very tiny. You can see it's really, really short. It's called Inexplicable Joy. These tears somehow are connected to Inexplicable Joy. And the subtitle is On the Heart Sutra. The Heart Sutra, or Prajnaparamita Sutra, is a very profound text that can be read in various forms, anywhere from 100,000 lines long. Got a lot of time, you might check that one out. There's another version that's 50,000 lines long. And the version I have been chanting almost every day for over 30 years is 43 lines long. And this book is about those 43 lines. However, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that There's a version of the Heart Sutra that is 0 lines long and it's just one syllable. Ah. So on that note, let us sit together. Please begin by ignoring everything I just said. It doesn't matter right now. Let go. Let go of this day or this evening so far. Let go of what you anticipate will be. And let go of everything and establish your posture. As I mentioned recently, I had hip replacement surgery 6 weeks ago, so I'm still a little stiff. That's why I'm moving around. Sit up straight. Let the hands rest on the legs, palms down. Let the belly soften. And let that softening, that feeling of softening, spread down and up and forward and back. So there's a general sense of softening throughout the body while holding yourself upright in a dignified fashion. Let the shoulders relax. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted if that helps the jaw to relax. And relax everything to do with talking. The jaw, the tongue, the throat. The inclination to speak can all just dissolve for now because you don't need them. It's quite a delight and a luxury for me. I get it may not be that way for everyone. But nothing is asked of you right now. Nothing. Breath is natural in and out through the nose. The eyes are open and the gaze is soft. Pass down to a comfortable spot and with a sense of receiving rather than searching. Just receive what's in the visual field. And if you're visually impaired, do it through the ears. Receive what's in the aural field, I suppose you'd call it. And let the brow soften. You don't have to think or understand anything right now. Let your attention come to rest on the breath. This does not mean notice the breath. It means feel the breath. Feel the body breathing. You're in a body, you're alive, it's moving. The whole body is breathing. Just let your attention ride that wave, coming in on the inhale and flowing out on the exhale. The end of the exhale is a tiny rest, a gap. And then the next inhale just happens, I promise. No effort is required, just happens. And this way makes a perfect place to rest the mind. Let your mind be carried by the breath, breathing in and out. Let your mind be as it is. As it is. Thoughts come and go, but only 100% of them. So kind of doesn't matter right now what they are. If you have a lot or few, or they're important or they're dull or they're funny or they're brutal, no matter. Just let them go. But not by pushing them away, but by holding primary attention on breath as they flow by on their own. You notice that you've drifted away, meaning become so absorbed in a line of thought that you are no longer aware of your breath at all. Excellent. You just woke up in the middle of your own mind stream. And as such, you have choices that you otherwise do not have. And here the choice is notice that. Notice that you're thinking, which is different than meditating. Let go. Don't forget that part. That's the good part. Gently come back and begin again, letting mind rest on breath. Doesn't matter how often or infrequently you have to do this. It's all part of the practice. So we'll sit together in silence for a few minutes until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. I'm going to say it one more time. It's very important. It's very personal. And I wish you all the power and blessings of this practice. I thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together. The Open Heart Project is the bomb. Thank you for being a part of it. See you next week.